Come listen, ye Whigs, to my pitiful moan. All you that have ears, when the doctor has none, in sackcloth and ashes, let's sadly be jogging, to behold our dear Savior, all nation a-flogging. The Tories to spite us, as a goblin to fright us, with a damned wooden ruff, we'll bedeck our friend Titus. Then mourn all to see this ungrateful behavior, from these lewd popish Tories to the dear nation's savior. From three prostrate kingdoms at once to adore me, and no less than three parliaments kneeling before me, from hanging of lords with a word and a frown, and no more than an oath to the shaking a crown. For all these brave pranks, now to have no more thanks than to look through a whole damn loken planks. Oh, mourn ye poor Whigs with sad lamentation, to see the hard fate of the Savior of nation. Forever farewell, the true Protestant famous, old days of the illustrious great ignoramus. Had the great headsman Bethel that honest catch royal, but sate at the helm still the rogues I defile. The kind tech elite crew to the Alcoran true, spite of laws, oath, or gospel, would save poor True Blue. But the Tories are up, and no quarter, no favor, to trusty old Titus, the great nation's savior. There once was a time, boys, when to the world's wonder I could kill with a breath more than Jove with his thunder. But oh, my great narratives made but a fable, my pilgrims and armies confounded like babble. Oh, they've struck me quite dumb, and to tickle my bum, have my oracles turned to a tale of Tom Thumb. Oh, weep all to see this ungrateful behavior, in thus ridiculing the great nation's savior. From honor and favor enjoys my full swing, from 12 pounds a week and the world in a string. Ah, poor falling Titus, 'tis a cursed debasement to be pelted with eggs through a lewd wood encasement. And, oh, muckle Tony, to see thy old crony with a face all benointed with wild locust honey, 'twould make thy old tap weep with sad lamentation for trusty old Titus, thy savior of nation. See the rabble all round me in battle array, against my wood castle their batteries play. With turnip grenados the storm is begun, all weapons more mortal than Pickering's screwed gun. Oh, my torture begins to punish my sins for peeping through keyholes to spy dukes and queens, which makes me to roar out with sad lamentation for this tragical blow to the savior of nation. A curse on the day when the papists to run down, I left buggering at Omer's to swear plots at London. And oh, my dear friends, 'tis a damnable hard case to think how they'll pepper my sanctified carcass, were my skin but as tough as my conscience of buff, let 'em pelt their hard bloods, I'd hold out well enough. But oh, these sad buffets of mortification, to maul the poor hide of the Savior of nation. Had the Parliament sate till they'd once more but put three kingdoms into the Geneva Old Cut, with what homage and duties to Titus in glory, had the worshipping saints turned their bums up before me. But oh, to the poor stallion, alla mode Italian, to be futured at last like an English rapscallion. Oh, mourn all ye brethren of the association, to see this sad fate of the Savior of nation. Could I once but get loose from these troublesome tackles, a pocky stone doublet and plaguey steel shackles, I'd leave the damned Tories, and to do myself justice, I didn't go a-mumping with my honest friend Eustace. Little Commons and Oates, in two pilgrim coats, we truss up our black bills up and our old plots. We'd leave the base world all for their damned rude behaviors to two such heroic true Protestant saviors. But alack and a day, the worst is behind still, which makes me fetch groans that would in turn a windmill. Were the pillory all, I should never be vexed. But oh, to my sorrow, the gallows come next. To my doleful sad fate, I found thou too late. To the collar wood comes a hempen cravat, which makes me thus roar out with sad lamentation, to think how they truss up the Savior of nation.